play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Eric Gibson and Jim Lee with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Well, good evening from Quincy once again. I'm Jim Lee with Eric Gibson and glad to bring you Silver Streaks girls basketball. The sophomores dropped their game in a long one tonight, 56-54 in overtime. Right now, the Silver Streak starters being introduced, including Rainey Sibley, also out on the court, Chloe Anderson, as well as Casey Williams. And now they're finally going to get Sharon out there. Took them a while between players, and I'm guessing maybe Jessica Lieber might get a start tonight.
We came in the P. Than they did when they faced this team earlier in the season. A lot of turnovers, a lot of issues as far as that goes. The Streaks forced 49 turnovers, but turned it over 25 times themselves. And this is a better Quincy team. You heard Coach still an issue for his squad, and that's going to be an issue still. So similar lineup that we saw from Quincy last time. Maria Dade, the daughter of the head coach, who will be attending John Wood next year, is going to start. She had 16 points, 12 rebounds against the Streaks in the opener. Hannah Reller, who's getting looks from around for both softball and basketball, she had 17 and 15 against the Streaks last time. Misha Ferguson-Smith is going to start. She had 2.8 rebounds against the Streaks last time. And interestingly enough, I found out she has a full ride to go to Stanford academically. So very smart young lady.
Well, I guess.
Victoria Flott will also start. She had 2 and 6 against the Streaks last time. And Jordan Fletcher, their big girl inside, who had 17 and 14 and bad foul trouble against the Streaks last time. Well, Lot no good, and Fletcher comes down with the rebound to keep the possession alive. A lot like the first time these teams met up. Dade finally knocks down a two, and we're going to go back the other way. Streaks with the basketball, pushing the tempo. Sharon three up, and that one's short, and it's going to come down to Fletcher at her side of the basket, and she's actually going to handle for just a
They're the real deal, a defending state champ.
And that ball goes out of play as a long shot by Dade misses. And we have a 2-0 lead for Quincy here in the early going.
If that name Dade sounds familiar from the Quincy area, Jermaine Dade, I see his name up on the board. You might remember he was a terrific football player and wrestler. He set another.
Lieber three up, and that was off the side of the rim to the left, but Elson Mangieri down with the rebound. Elson trying to handle along the sideline, ball goes out of bounds, and it looks like it's going to remain with the Streaks. Streaks looking for the inbound, get it into Jessica. Jessica working with Reller. Reller really gave her problems last time, and again, causing an issue there for Jessica. That ball is going to go out of bounds.
Still entertain any hopes of winning the Western Big Six. This is a game they have to win. We can't afford a third loss.
Yeah, big game going on in the conference tonight as Rocky is without head coach Thad Hoover visiting the UT Panthers after one quarter to play. UT had a 10-9 lead on the Panthers. I guarantee that game will go final before ours does. Up, and that one's no good, and ball is going to go out of bounds off of Quincy Lass and back to the Silver Streaks. Still a 2-0 Quincy lead.
That one may
conference, Moline versus Allman, and Allman has an early 9-7 lead. An interesting course of events up there is they had the funeral for Jordan Schmidt, who passed away earlier this week due to cancer, right before the ball game. So that's had to send a weird tone for that ball game.
Sure did. That's I don't know that I've ever heard that.
No, and you know, with Allman being a Catholic facility, I'm sure that's not uncommon to. In the early going, 18-11 to Northwestern. Walked the sideline, and she took what appeared to be back to Dave. She does not get it, but it goes back to Ferguson Smith, who's tied up by Haley Keller.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Everybody knows that high school sports generate suspense, excitement, and drama.
They also generate higher grade point averages, stronger work habits, and greater self-esteem.
Everybody knows that high school sports give us more value for our entertainment dollar.
They also give us leaders committed to strengthening communities right here in Illinois. The true value of playing sports in school can't be measured in wins and losses or dollars and cents. Studies show that participation in sports, along with other extracurricular activities, is one of the best ways to teach leadership, cooperation, accountability, and other invaluable life skills. Don't just stand on the sidelines. Encourage the young people you know to get in the game. When you do, you'll be helping them get ahead in life. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Illinois High School Association and the Illinois Athletic Directors Association.
Lever with the basketball. Techno call. Streaks on the board. 3-2 now. First points of the game for the Streaks as we have 4:36 left to go here in the first quarter. Some technical difficulties here from Quincy, but we've got the game still going. Sabrina Clay with the rebound. As she traveled.
How many turnovers we have already for Quincy? I missed a few there. I was on the phone, but I know they're. We'll start piling them up pretty quick.
Three up for Elsa Manchuri. Lane crossing over, misses the shot. Over the back is the rebound. That ball will be a turnover, and it'll go back to the Streaks. Dade has some nice ball handling and does a good job with her athleticism. Seems to often. She did have three that sent the first match of these two teams to overtime, and she banked in a three from the corner. And Rainey's three-point shot up and blocked, but good job by Sammy Thomas. Back the other way. Ball goes inside Jordan Fletcher. Her shot up, and that one's good.
Well, obviously, we can't let that. ...100% of those shots, and now the Streaks turn it over going the other way, and a foul.
So, a new five in for the Streaks is Allison Manjuri, Jessica Lieber, Lexi Daniels, Sabrina Clay, and Danny Teal all return for the Streaks. Ball inbounded. Dade is able to track it down. It went a little awry. And now the Streaks with the... Jordan Fletcher behind.
She's giving up a little height there to Jordan Fletcher. Time she penetrates well, but really doesn't seem to know what to do with the ball after that.
No, it's not a good decision maker. Reller gets the ball in the middle of the lane, and she'll finish for Quincy to get put them back on top, 6-4. Lieber finds the ball top the key, three up and off the back iron, and Reller comes down with her second rebound. In drops a base flat, and she's still looking for someone to give it to, and finally it's stolen away by Sabrina Cole. So flat, a couple of up and no good by Sabrina Clay. She put the three up, but Allison Manjuri comes down with the offensive rebound for the Streaks. Her second rebound. And we're going to get a five call. Fires it to the baseline, and the official not openings, and just kept going back and forth.
Well, and she was just looking at the floor. You know, you know, she really got caught. Anyway.
Well, one of the things that I've talked about in the recent games is that Jessica's got to do a better job of rubbing herself off that screen to use the screen effectively. Danny came out to set a screen, and Jessica top the key, off the back iron, and this one's going to come down. Rebound to Anna Stock, the sophomore for the Blue Devils, and now we're going to get a foul on the Streaks, and this foul is going to go against Haley Castle, her first of the game.
Yeah, if we could just shoot it a little bit better. We've had a lot of open looks in this one from three-point land, just what our offense is designed to do, but
for the Streaks, it's going to go back to Quincy. Is this
Sharon Diggins with good hustle in the lane that time, really interrupted what Quincy was trying to do on offense. And speaking of interruptions, Casey Williams with a near steal. The ball goes the length of the court, and then Quincy picks it back up again and will try once more.
And a carry by Hannah Reller, and she's going to send it back down the other way. Coach Massey continues to have a discussion with the official on the near side. I don't think he's happy about the amount of time that Quincy's spending in the middle of the lane. 1:22 left to go here in the first quarter. 6-5, Streaks trail by just one.
Yeah, that's a seed. You plant that one, and a lot of times it will bear some fruit. The officials sometimes will get to watching for fouls and the ball and might forget about that lane.
Danny Teal, right in front of the crowd, kicks this one back out to Lieber. Lieber, again, being hounded by Hannah Reller, as we saw that in game one between these two squads. Jessica still put up 24, three up, and good! She makes it 8-6 streak lead.
First tray of the game for the Silver Streaks.
Second of the game for the Silver Streaks. Sharon had the first one.
Oh, that was when I was messing with the telephone.
That's all right. when we had technical difficulties. Ball back to Quincy, three up for Jordan Fletcher. Law off the back iron, and the rebound comes down in the lane to Reagan Wellman, the sophomore for the Quincy Blue Devils. She goes to the ground and gets called for traveling. Not something I think Coach Dade wants to see too often is Jordan Fletcher, who has a good 5 to 6 inches on just about every streak that comes in the game, shooting threes.
Yeah, it's pretty rare the center that you want out there patrolling the
Fletcher's size that's going to shoot the three a lot for Morton on Monday, as they'll see Livingston coming to the field. That shot up and missed by Sharon. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. Her third rebound of the game.
Morton also has a 6'1 point guard. That's going to be tough to handle.
Shot up and missed. The rebound comes down to Sharon as Dave misses the jumper. Now just another long three. This one off the iron, and Sharon comes. Nope, Casey got the rebound. Her shot up and no good. And Fletcher with the rebound. As the quarter expires, Streaks lead it 8-6 after one quarter of play. You are listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL. In WGIL.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The Sustainable Business Center offers a free lunchtime lecture by Dr. Luke Sokolowski of Midtown Chiropractic Clinic. It's Tuesday the 22nd, 11:30 till 12:30. Take your own lunch. He'll be talking about food and obesity. If you'd like to know more information, check our calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to open up here. Chloe Anderson with the ball at the top of the key. Now to Jessica Lieber. She dribbles with the left, now the right, and she's going to retrace her steps. She's got to be careful of the 5-second call. She gets it to Casey. Casey up. Three, that one, or two. No, three, missed, and now she somehow ends up with the rebound. Streaks with the basketball, and Chloe's got it on the far side wing. And the streaks, no, they're going to say turnover streaks. So 8-6, streaks with the lead, 7:30 left to go here in the first half. Ugly one, I guess, up at UT.
My Prof the Crime Dog here. Law enforcement is on the job 24/7, helping to protect your community and keep you safe from crime. But they can't do it alone. Here's how you can help.
A safe community means working together with local law enforcement agencies, businesses, and people who live in the community.
People forming neighborhood watch groups, supporting McGruff clubs, working as community volunteers.
And this cooperative effort is called Celebrate Safe Communities.
Celebrate Safe Communities enlists and educates neighbors like me.
And me, learning crime prevention tips.
Organizing block watches and other safety-focused events, all helping to keep our neighborhoods safe.
To plan an event in your community, visit CelebrateSafeCommunities.org.
The time to act is now.
Crime prevention is everybody's business, every day of the year.
Please support and celebrate safe communities year-round. Go to CelebrateSafeCommunities.org and help take a bite out of crime.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice in partnership with the National Sheriff's Association.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. It's unclear how many casualties there are following the Algerian military raid to rescue the hostages, but there are details on the hostage takers.
Algerian security sources say they killed 11 of them, and they were from Algeria, Libya, Egypt, and Mali. Now, if you asked a U.S. official to point on a map to the countries where they are most worried about Islamic extremism right now, that is the countries that they would point at.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. The main part of the raid has been completed.
Sky sources say that the attackers were wearing military uniforms when they first took over the complex.
Jim Marshall is with Sky News, Fox's sister network. He reports Algerian forces are now going through the complex and the surrounding area looking for hostages and militants who might have escaped the compound. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Steve DeSager. The Chargers have hired Ken Whisenhunt as offensive coordinator. He's the former head coach with the Arizona Cardinals. The Chicago Bears reportedly fired four assistants, including offensive coordinator Mike Tice. They have a new head coach in there now with the Bears, Mark Trestman. The Jaguars have a new head coach, Gus Bradley, who was the Seahawks defensive coordinator. And a federal judge dismissed Jonathan Vilma's defamation lawsuit against the commissioner.
7.6% free throw shooter. About 12 in a row in Jacksonville and Charleston. And that one rebounded by Kelly, but she's bumped out of bounds, no call. So Shrine misses a pair, but the Streaks get the ball back. Lieber to inbound for the look from the top of the key. Jessica with a three up and count it. The second three of the game for Jessica. The third for the Streaks, and they have a 13-8 lead. Now a steal by Sharon Diggins. Rainey Stibley three up. And that
another turnover by Quincy will be a foul on Jessica Lieber.
They get Jessica or they get Sabrina on that one? No, they got Jessica. So that'll be Jessica's first of the game. 15-8, streaks with five with the lead, 5-19. So streaks pulling away a little bit here in the first quarter. Second.
Yep. Well, seems like the first scoring wise, usually yeah. Get a lot more points, but still Silver Streaks are starting a big run here with five quick points, and now a steal by Casey Williams.
She stole the ball right out of the hands of Ferguson Smith. She brings it down, drops it inside deep. But Fletcher down with the rebound, and who's the call? And they're going to give the foul on Hannah Smith, who also was going for the rebound, but Hannah had about a foot difference in height.
Yeah, Danny missed one she doesn't normally miss there, but she didn't use the backboard. Better target a little bit.
Dade with the basketball for the Blue Devils. She's got it up top. Streaks try to double team, but Danny Teal get the steal on the pass. And now back the other way. Elsa Mangieri all the way down. Jumper up and good. And we've got a foul. And the foul, I believe, going against Hannah Reller. And if it does, that's going to be her first. They would not mind tallying up some fouls against her. So to give the Streaks a 17-8 lead, and she takes her 62.5% free throw shooting to the line in hopes of making this a 10-point lead for the Streaks.
Yeah, Streaks were very good in transition that time and a nice finish on the free throw there as well by
Allison Mangieri.
Allison, yeah, and so up 18-8. If they can cash in some of these Quincy turnovers, we ought to have a big night here tonight because Quincy is really struggling handling. Got it on the fourth. High school.
Yeah, always a tough to get the good signal down in here in Quincy. I'm not sure Verizon's very strong.
Well, we had the boys' game here earlier this season. We were at the main gymnasium, and everything went. We were very surprised. It went really, really well over there. But here in the little smaller gymnasium, it seems to be a little bit more of a trick. But again, hopefully, we're good to go here for the rest of the evening.
Well, I think Danny Teal's father got the raw end of the deals. The Illini trailing 34-21 with 1:50 left to go here in the first half. So
that's frightening because Northwestern's not very good.
Not very good, but and tonight's night, they are really taking it to the Illini.
Well, and the Assembly Hall, I mean, this is one of those games where, I mean, it's early in the Big Ten season, but you go to for the tournament because you're not going to win any regular season titles.
That ball inbounded but misses the target, and a steal come up with by Paige Abel. She misses the jumper, and Hannah Reller going for the rebound is going to get called for the foul. And I don't think she foresaw that coming as she was trying to argue with the official. That's two now on Hannah Reller. I wouldn't be surprised to see her come out pretty soon.
You know, and the body language of this Quincy team looks rather defeated right now. As we said, they just got get a nice lead here in this first half.
Sammy misses the front end of a 1-1, but the Streaks come back up with the basketball. I believe it was Rainey that ended up with that rebound. Streaks have the ball top the key. It's Rainey Sibley with the basketball now. Jessica Lieber, she's going to go to the far side of the floor. Defense by Paige Abel. Gets it to Sammy Thompson. Much different story in the rest of the conference. 26 all after three quarters of play at Allman. So they're already almost to the fourth, so you may be right.
Yeah, well, we got started looking 40 minutes late here tonight.
Streaks turn the ball over there, and now Paige Abel, three. This one is off the mark. Earlier in the game, Streaks reversing the basketball around. Sammy gets it. Didn't even look inside. I thought she had a nice little short jumper there. She would have looked inside. Didn't. Now Rainey's going to get called for a travel as she got the ball trying to cut across the lane.
Yeah, she took a big hop before she ever put that one on the floor. Pretty easy call for the officials that time. Quincy's been stuck on 8 points for a while. Silver Streaks haven't taken advantage their last two trips with 3:32 to go here in the half. Pretty good crowd here tonight, but wait until tomorrow night over in the boys' gym. Quincy hosting Rock Island with first place in the conference on the line.
Yeah, and Quincy.
The Silver Streak side.
Yeah, turnover right there by Quincy, and now Jess with the ball back the other way, and she's going to get bumped by Araya Dade. That'll be her second foul as well. She may have to hit the bench. The first matchup between these two squads Maya Dade, who ended up fouling out as well, and Jordan Fletcher, two of the stars for this team. Jess's first free throw up, and that one good. Is Jess the best free throw shooter by far on this team? 73.6. Adds another one to the streak's total, and it's now 19-8. Second one up, and that one's off the mark. Rebound down to Ferguson Smith. So back the other way is Quincy. Araya Dade works the basketball. But a nice steal, or a momentary steal for Sabrina Clay, and we're going to get a jump ball. And this one, I believe, is going to stay with Quincy, and it will. 2:59 left to play here in the first half. 19-8, Streaks with the lead and playing a good game so far defensively. Ball inbounded to Fletcher. Ball knocked away from Ray Day. Looked like it went off her hands, but that is not the call. And now the Streaks are going to bring in a new five. Haley Kelso, Sharon Diggins, Hannah Smith, Casey Williams, and Chloe Anderson into the ballgame. Araya Day with the basketball. Gets it inside to Fletcher. The shot up, a long three up, off the back iron and off the standard. Day comes down with the rebound. That shot was by Reagan Wellman. Ball now goes reverse around to McKenna Baker, and she makes a nice shot off the backboard, 19-10. Back the other way. Casey Williams. Now to Sharon. We're not on, are we?
Off and on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sharon went down the lane, tried to pass it in. It got tipped away and out of bounds. Streaks are going to retain possession. 2:24 left to go here in the first half, 19-10. Ball inbounded to Sharon. Now Haley Kelso for the Streaks. Casey looking at three, decides to pass up on it, decides to go into the lane, and she's going to get called for a travel. Rocky pulling away from UT and opened the second half in 11-2 run, 33-27 over UT. Ball back the other way. On the dribble is Casey Kelly, the freshman for the Quincy Blue Devils ball club. Pass inside, and it's stolen away by Jessica Lieber. Streaks all the way down as Jessica shot up on off the rim. No good. And now Sabrina Clay with the offensive rebound. Justice three up, and that one's no good. And Rainey Sibley down with the rebound. So Jessica's got the ball back in her hands. Dribbling against Casey Kelly. Now in the lane, gets tripped up. No call, and just going to say a turnover on the Streaks. A lot of contact in there, and again, as Jim said earlier, a lot of contact being allowed is at the assembly hall, not pretty. Illini trail 36-21 as Sam McLaurin missed a wide open layup to end the half. Ball inside to Ferguson Smith, and she shows off that good footwork once again as she's got four now, 19-12. Streaks with a 7-point lead. Jessica Lieber down to Sharon Diggins. Sharon's got it on the wing. No good. She'll reverse it around. Nothing. Jessica's going to get a wide open three again. This one up, and that one's good. Contact by Kelly. No call, and that's the third three of the game for Jessica, who loves playing against her second. Count it, and she puts it in. So Sharon way off on the three there, but Danny right on with her jumper. 24-12. as we're winding towards halftime. 48 seconds left. Dade goes to the floor with the basketball. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to get another tie-up, and the Streaks will get the ball back again. And it, rebounding the ball will be Elsa Mangieri for the coming in to Casey Williams, 42-41. Streaks have the basketball. Casey looking for a driving lane. Can't find it. Kicks this one to Sharon. Oh, across the way to Allison. Nope, she can't get it. She could have. Probably went right by Ferguson Smith, but didn't try it. Casey in the lane puts a jumper up. No good. And this ball is going to come down to Casey Kelly. And now we're going to get a hold. And this is going to go against the Silver Streaks. Only the fifth foul, though, against the Streaks. Foul is going to go against Elson. Nope, against Sharon Diggins. That's her second. And rebounding the ball, or inbounding the ball for Quincy was Wellman. She got it inside. Now the ball goes all the way inside McKenna Baker. She throws it away. Chloe had it for a second, and then a nice job digging it out by Ferguson Smith. And then they turn it right back over to Jessica Lever. Her third steal of the game. She puts up a three as time's winding down here. One, Kelly the. So after one half of play, the Streaks double up Quincy 24-12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.
Go with the handheld.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
Each year, filled with holiday spirit, Ed goes down to his basement, unpacks the electric snowman, and carries him outside for all to enjoy. And each year, just like that, Ed's holiday spirit disappears. Fortunately, Ed's spirit can be revived by indulging in McCafé's rich peppermint mocha and peppermint hot chocolate.
Love the holidays.
Peppermint mocha, peppermint hot chocolate. Now at McDonald's, only for a while. The simple joy of a happy holiday. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg. By Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean at 335-4048. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL, Silver Streaks girls basketball here at halftime. Galesburg leading Quincy by a score of 24-12, doubling the score on the Blue Devils. It's been an up-and-down first half, as it always is with the Silver Streaks girls, but Quincy not able to get much done offensively, and the Streaks defense has been terrific not only in and around the basket, but all the way up and down the court. Quincy has had so many problems trying to just get a shot off, much less get one in. But the Silver Streaks have dominated this first half, again leading by a final of 24-12. Rather raucous Quincy High School gymnasium here. The auxiliary gym tends to really hold the noise well, and between the dance troops and the band and several other things going on here all at once. We'll try and get you what's going on. And again, our apologies for some transmission difficulties for our broadcast here in this first half. Eric Gibson totaling up the statistics here at halftime, and probably quite a quite a job just to count the turnovers for the Blue Devils, who have got more turnovers than they do points at this point of the half. Eric, as you take a look at what's there, might give us a little idea of what you're seeing on paper here so far.
Well, you know, the big thing for the Streaks in that first half was the way they came out in the second quarter. It was a tough game in the early going for the Streaks. They weren't able to hit 8-6 after a first quarter of play, and it was a very sloppy first quarter of play for the Streaks and for the Blue Devils. Unfortunately, I wasn't keeping turnovers, but I'd have to imagine there was upwards of 20 turnovers for the Blue Devils throughout that first half. Streaks were led in scoring by Justin Lebrew at 10 points, 3 points for Sharon Diggins on a 3, 3 points for Elsa Manjuri on a 2 and a free throw, 2 points apiece for Danny Teal, Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, and the Streaks were led in steals by Jessica Lieber with her 3. So 4 three-pointers there in the first half of the Streaks. They only went to the line twice or 3 times. One time, Sharon Diggins, she went over. Jess hit 1, and Sammy Thompson split or missed the front end of a 1-1. So the Streaks 1 of 5 in the first half of play from the free throw line, including missing the front end of a 1-1. Leading the Quincy Blue Devils in scoring was Ferguson Smith. She had 4 points, including a block and a rebound. 2 points for Jordan Fletcher to go with 5 rebounds. 2 points for McKenna Baker, and 2 points for Hannah Reller, and 2 points for Rhea Jade, who also had 2 rebounds to make up the 12 points. So a much different game than we saw in the first game between these two teams, in which the Streaks held a 33-31 halftime lead. In this one, the Streaks much more decisive the first half, and Coach Day can be none too happy about the performance of his squad there in the early going. But we'll see how things progress here in the second half. But we're going to take a break right now. We'll be back with more on the halftime show just after this. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing.
I am good. Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
When winter weather hits, count on the WGIL Morning News to bring you the latest in school cancellations, keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Halftime at Quincy High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks girls lead 24-12 over the Quincy Blue Devils in this game, which is really critical for the Silver Streaks if they want to entertain the title hopes of the Western Big Six to go to 5-2, because you've got East Moline and Rock Island both ahead of us, and they're playing each other tonight. That game should be well into the fourth quarter. We'll have Eric check out the score there and see what's happening. It's, Rock Island is undefeated in conference play. United Township has just the 1 loss.
Silver Streak, terrific first half. You'd like to see us actually a little bit farther ahead because we've had some opportunities, but still you can't argue with being up 12 points on the road in the Western Big Six. Eric is coming through right now trying to find out any scores from the Quad Cities. The last report, East Moline was giving Rock Island a very good ball game in here. And Quincy taking a lot of time in the locker room. I'm guessing Coach Dade has a lot of things to tell his team right now. Eric, is as poorly as they played on the offensive end in that first half, and he's, I'm sure, telling them how to take care of the basketball.
Well, he can't be very happy with it because that was one of the things he and I talked about in the pregame show was that if there's anything that has really affected this team, it's been their inability to play in a controlled style. And that, unfortunately, is kind of showing here as we've seen them really have an inability. We saw that in the first game, but it was so sloppy for both teams, it wasn't that big of a deal. Here, the team's not even getting the ball inside, which they have an obvious height advantage. Ferguson Smith with 4 points, but she honestly looked better than that. A couple scoring changes. I went to the official book just to make sure that my stats were right, and they weren't. 5 points for Sharon Diggins, not three. Sabrina Clay also had two, and Sammy Thompson has not scored. Around the rest of the Western Big Six, after three quarters of play, Rocky up on UT 43-31 as Panthers just were one of seven, or Panthers just were terrible there in the fourth quarter, in the third quarter, and now had 33 turnovers to go with their 31 points. It was coming down the stretch in Moline, and the game was all scored tied up at last count. And it still tied 32 all with 4 seconds left. Moline missed on a pair of free throws with 7 seconds left, and Alman got the ball and the rebound and the timeout. Alum is still looking for their first win in the conference, trying to take down a Moline team that's just been reeling as of late, and they've lost their last three contests, and all of them by more than 9 points or more.
Yeah, I saw it written where Alum was said to be one of the best 0-5 teams in the history of the Western Big Six, and if when they get healthy, they're going to get somebody, and certainly can be a problem down the stretch. Silver Streaks have to go up there still to play at Onworth Gymnasium the second time around. Right now, they're trying to get Quincy for the second time this year, and so far, so good. 12-point lead here at halftime. If we stand to be quiet, we'll play some basketball here. The Silver Streaks already out on the court, and the Blue Devils, as we said, took a lot of time in the locker room and just barely out there in time to take the ball as they will receive it to start off the second half of the play. So from play-by-play, we'll turn it back over to Eric Gibson.
Well, we're coming out at halftime. It's going to be a Quincy basketball. Streaks lead at 24-12. And the Streaks, again, going for their fifth Western Big Six win on the season. Ball inbounded. Here comes Hannah Reller. She's going to be aggressive with the basketball. She travels, no call. And then Jordan Fletcher throws it out of bounds. They're going to say, Chloe tipped it to Aiden and going that way. Rebound comes in to Dade. She loses her footing but is able to retain the basketball. Looking now for somebody, and not a lot of movement for this Quincy team. Three up, and that one's no good for Anna Stock. But the rebound comes down and converted by Jordan Fletcher. Back streaks back the other way quickly. Chloe misses the shot after it's blocked. Another block, and Sharon put another one up, and it's going to be Stock coming down with this rebound. Streaks lead 24-14. Stock was all the way in, travels, no call, but she's going to get the 2 points anyway. Here's Jessica Libra on the basketball. Just to K.C. Williams. K.C. hailing the ball. We're going to get a push on Jordan Fletcher. A terrible foul by Fletcher.
Well, and Fletcher had quite a block earlier down here on Sharon Diggins. She took the arm way back and slammed it against the ball. A lot of times you'll get that foul called on you just because of the way it looks, but they were pretty generous. Didn't give her the call there, but did call her for the foul on that particular play. The Silver Streaks go ahead and take it inbounds. With Lieber controlling things out top. They continue to try and push her way out to the right here. She forces her way baseline, and now a whistle after she takes a layup and an offensive foul.
Well, no, they're calling a 5-second call. And interestingly enough, just had driven all the way from where the Blue Devils came from the Streaks bench
to the baseline before the call was made. Ball goes inside to Ferguson Smith. She's looking for 6 points. No, this ball gets tapped out of bounds, but it's going to go off of Danny Teal, and the Streaks are going to, nope, they're going to go back to the quick team. As they say, went off Danny Teal's head. Now, Jess tries to argue the point to no avail as Quincy gets the inbound here to Fletcher. Fletcher Stock. Stock came off the bench here in the first half. She started in the second half. Three up by Reller. No good. And it's Lexi Daniels down with the rebound. Lexi gets away to Jessica. Jessica comes down the lane. She fouled in the lane. And now this foul should be going against Anna Stock. And it doesn't. It's going to go against Dade, I think. Yeah, that's her third. So Streaks with the will inbound from the baseline. Inbound goes to Allison Injury. Now to Jess. She puts the three up and off the back iron. But Sabrina Clay, nice rebound, and she finishes.
A good hustle play by Sabrina, just in a great position that time. The carom came right to her, and she finished it back. And the Streaks back to that 10-point lead, and now create a turnover with Allison Mangieri leading off to Jessica Lieber, who brings it up across the timeline again.
And she goes all the way in. Hashtag will just express as she finishes it with the foul. Streaks lead it 28-16, and she's going to be heading back to the free throw line.
Lieber very aggressive coming out of the locker room here, out of the halftime. And, of course, Jessica's always aggressive, but this time I think she's cranked it up just a little bit. As that last baseline drive, she would have had a basket the last time down, and then they called that five-second call. This time she goes right after it again, and the Streaks up by a dozen with a free throw coming as Jessica toes the line.
Jessica split in the first half. She's got the basketball back. This free throw up, and that one's good. So she finishes the three-point play and gives the Streaks a 29-16 advantage. 6:09 left to go here in the third quarter. And now Sharon on the steal. She backs up the three-point line but decides better of it. Gives it to Hannah. Now Sharon's got it back, and the Streaks play a little back and forth. With the basketball now on the far side is Haley Kelso. It's just Sharon right in front of us, and she pulls up but decides not to shoot the three. And that ball stolen away, turned over by the Streaks. Casey Kelly on the steal, and now Casey Williams steals it right back for the Silver Streaks. And now we're going to get a turnover on Sharon Diggins.
Sharon just got too big of a hurry. Dueling turnovers there. Casey Williams gave it up. Then she got it back, kicked it out to Sharon, and then she took a couple of steps before she moved toward the basket. Wide open approach there. And Quincy really not even making it hard for us to get turnovers. They're throwing the ball right to us, and they did it there again. And stepped out of bounds. I'm not sure which way this was going there.
Well, Hannah Smith, a nice steal right there, but when she was trying to find somebody to pass it to, they're saying she stepped out of bounds. Coach Massey discussing it right now with the official feels that she may have had some help in getting out of bounds. And now we're going to get a timeout by Araya Dade, and Coach Massey is going to take this time to further explain his position to the young official that was on the baseline.
Yeah, and he's doing it with a smile, though. It's Silver Streaks to the 13-point lead, and they will go ahead and take the timeout. Quincy's still trying to figure out how to get the ball up the court. Their inbounds, especially off a make by the Silver Streaks, has been atrocious. They're just throwing the ball right to us. And the only thing that saves the Blue Devils is they put the same type of pressure on us that we have, and they forced us to give it right back on a number of occasions. But, boy, there's some great openings to the basket right now against this Quincy defense. If the Silver Streaks can cut the turnovers down a little bit, they could really spread this lead here. We've continued to have somebody running the scorer's table that hits the buzzer inadvertently all night long, and they just did it again.
Well, and Coach Massey not happy because he thought there should have been a five-second call, and because the buzzer went back off, the official on the far side of the court is saying no five-second calls. It was an inadvertent buzzer, and Coach Massey none too happy that this keeps happening. And now we have another buzzer, and this one's actually for something, is returning to the ball game is Anna Stock. Departing is McKenna Baker. Streaks with the defense, or full court defense in the backcourt. Bring it back the other way. It's the senior Paige Abel. Abel working at Flowey, and Sharon trying to trap her up, and now we're going to get 5 seconds. No, she stepped on the sideline. So another turnover for the Quincy Blue Devils.
Well, it's got to the point where when the buzzer goes off, it's like a faulty fire alarm. People just don't know whether to pay any attention to it or not at this point. But hopefully we'll get that. That went back into the sophomore game. That was going on there as well. So it's been a wild night here in Quincy. The first game went overtime. Streaks lost it by two, and now we've got quickly inside play shot up and in. The Silver Streaks are now up 31-16 on the layup by Sabrina Clay.
Yeah, and the Streaks go back, or Quincy bringing it back the other way. This ball's going to be tipped by Justin Lieber, and it goes out of bounds. Streaks not bringing anybody new, but a new 5-4 Quincy. That's not something you see from them very often. Ferguson Smith, McKenna Baker, Jordan Fletcher back into the game with Araya Dade and Hannah Reller. Reller with two fouls, Dade with three, and Dade's the one with the basketball right now. She gets it to Reller. Reller top the key, gets it over to Jordan Fletcher. She's going to try another three.
And she's going to nail this one. Wow. Yeah, we were saying we'd like to keep her out away from the basket. Well, she's going to do that very often. Maybe not, because she knocked that one down from a little beyond the three-point arc. Got Quincy within a dozen as Sharon goes around her and scores. She took it right around the big girl, went up and underneath and got the 2 points, and now a turnover. Streaks have it back as Jessica Lieber launches a three out high. It's off the mark.
But a good job, a nice steal by Sammy Thompson. And now finally, Streaks come up with the basketball. Sharon gets it. Back out the lever, three up, and that one's no good. McKenna Baker down with the rebound for Quincy as we go back the other way. And this one up. Nope. We're going to get a foul before the snow. They're going to give her the two shots. As Maria Day came down the lane and got fouled. The foul is going to go against Sabrina Clay. It looked for a second there like they were going to wave off the shot, but they end up letting her go to the free throw line anyway.
Anything's possible in these games, Eric, but I've got to think if Jessica hit one of those 2 3-pointers out there, that might have been almost a dagger here midway through the third quarter. Streaks up 14, and there's a free throw that cuts it down to 13 on the other end by Dade, but Quincy is so out of sorts trying to take care of the ball, and it seems like they can get rattled fairly easily. Silver Streaks with a golden opportunity to maybe put this one away by the end of the third quarter. Unfortunately, we got the blocking foul on the other end, so the game kind of settled in a little bit. Quincy had a chance to catch their breath and shoot a couple of free throws here as Dade hits both of them, making it 33-21.
Dade's first trip to the free throw line results in her getting a pair of points and then cutting the streak lead down to 12. Danny Teal going for the basketball. Bad pass by Anna Smith. That tipped away, and then Hannah Reller comes up with the ball for the Blue Devils. That ball knocked away from Dade. And it was Haley Kelso getting the steal. Streaks back down the other way. Great pass from Danny to Hannah for two. Great job by the Silver Streaks, 35-21. And a nice job of passing the ball. And now Hannah Reller goes to the floor again. Tries to shovel it off, and this one's stolen by Casey Williams. Casey back the other way, and she gets the ball stolen right back by Hannah Reller. A nice job by Anna Reller hustling down the floor to get that basketball. The Blue Devils with the ball. Ferguson Smith up top, and this one's knocked away from her momentarily. She gets it back, gives it to Dade. Dade loses the basketball, and Sabrina Clay, or Haley Kelsey comes up with her third steal. Alcimanjari three up, and that one's no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, and a bad call by the official on the far side of the floor. Dade couldn't see that McKenna Baker was the one that knocked that one out of bounds.
And again, more opportunities for the Streaks to really spread this lead out. Right now, still at 14 at 35-21. I want to mention Haley Kelso on one of those layups. What a great adjustment she made coming in. She was almost all the way underneath the basket, put a high up off the glass and got the shot to go down. These girls are doing a lot of things right out here tonight, and if they keep it up, they'll go away with a big victory.
Well, and another steal, this one by Chloe Anderson. The turnover is just mounting here for the Blue Devils. Jessica Lieber with the basketball. Up top the key. She's going to possibly get it. Yep, another five call against Jessica. And Jessica doesn't get it. And that's what Coach Manson's explaining to her right now. You can get a five call if you don't change your direction. Jessica's going back and forth in the same part of the floor, and he's saying you've got to run the offense. Now, inbound for Quincy. That one tapped by Sharon, and ball will remain with Quincy. And as they move about 5 feet up the floor on the tap ball. 2:58 left to go here, third quarter, 35-21 streak. Ball is shot up, and this one's good for the freshman, Casey Kelly. She gets her first two of the game to make it a 35-23 lead for the streak. Jessica Lieber, the basketball to Rainey Sibler. Ball rotated around. All the way in is Sharon. Sharon gets the easy layup. And now the ball thrown away again. It's finally tracked down by Wellman,
but they're going to call Justin Lieber on a foul. 2:33 to go, third quarter. Streak still holding to that 14-point margin. It's been about as high as it was. I think maybe it got up to 16 at one point, but it's also been down not to single digits for a while. We were up by 12 at the half and pretty well maintaining that through this third quarter. Quincy with the basketball and having trouble, as usual, getting it in, and the Streaks nearly stole it again. This time we'll go back to the Blue Devils, who are in just all sorts of disarray trying to take care of the ball here tonight. Silver Streaks, a couple of replacements coming in as the Diggins and Sibley come back in. Just a two replacement instead of a full line that time, Eric.
Well, the Streaks doing just trying to keep things moving. Now we're going to get a travel call against Casey Kelly, and she's upset with the call, but she's probably lucky she didn't be called for throwing an elbow at Rainey and Danny, as she was trying to make a move and felt that the Streaks' pressure was a little too tight and tried to create room by throwing an elbow. Streaks with the basketball. Jessica Lieber dribbles right down in front of us, looking for somewhere to go. Gets over in and a little Jessica Trent for two more. As Jessica Lieber continues her onslaught here, she's got 5.5, 15 for the game. Now a steal by Chow. Danny Teal had a momentary steal, but the ball goes off her fingertips and out of bounds. Streak 39-23 with 2:10 left to go.
Say the layup by Lieber was terrific because she was getting cut off by Reagan Wellman, who was not going to let her come around here on the left side. And so Jessica did what she should do. Instead of just forcing her way there, she just peeled off with the other direction, went right down the lane. They had no help side defense. She went all the way in uncontested. And so they can't continue to overplay her if they're going to have that happen. So a good move by Lieber to loosen up the Quincy defense.
Well, to try to combat the Streaks' pressure, we've seen time and again that the ball just gets inbounded and the Streaks have to try, or the Quincy guards have to try to knock it down on the run right there. It was a 50-50 ball. Reller and Sharon going after it, and the official on the baseline called Sharon for the foul. Just amazing. So, Almond got their first conference win of the season as Ann Boner hits a three as time expired, as Moline suffers yet another conference loss as they fall 35-32. Three up, and that one's good as Anna Stock gets her first three of the game. 39-26, Streaks lead is at 13. 1:50 left to go here in the third quarter. Jessica Lieber trying to get directions from Coach Massey. Goes here to the bench, and now we're going to get a bump on Rhea Dade. And Coach Dade's not going to be happy about that. That's her fourth.
Yeah, they've had some people start to get in foul trouble in this one, along with the other problems they've had. McKenna Baker, a big target out there. She's 6 foot tall, but she was a little bit away from the action. I thought maybe the call was going to go against her, but it did go against Dade. And if they lose her with four fouls, they'll lose a lot of their spunk out top. Going in quickly from the right side, Sharon Diggins. Layup no good. Rebound to Dade for Quincy.
Dade's going to bring it back the other way for the Blue Devils. Her father has no desire, it doesn't look like, to take her out of this game with four fouls. 39-26, Streaks, 1:20 left to go. We're going to get a foul as driving the baseline was Hannah Stock, and the foul is going to go against that Sharon. That's her fourth. Nope, it's going to go against Casey Williams, and surprisingly, only Casey's first this late in the game, and Casey has a tendency to stock up on fouls early in the game. Now, the first free throw is up and good, 39-27. Streak lead this one by 12. Rocky pulling away from UT, 53-37. This ball off the mark and rebounded by the freshman, Casey Kelly. She puts the quick two up, no good. Rebounded by Anna Stock, and she's going to go back right back to the line with two more free throws.
Well, so it looks like Rocky will get its win, and Alleman, as we said, was dangerous, and Moline found that out tonight. Alleman gets their first Western Big Six girls win with that victory over the Maroons, and I think that one was at Warden Fieldhouse, too.
No, it was at Alleman. It was following the funeral, remember, of Jordan Schmidt, for memorial service anyway. First free throw up, and that one's no good. After hitting her first one, Anna Stock missing a pair in a row. Now this one up, and she's going to go 2-for-4 in her trip down this time. 39-28, Streaks lead. Back the other way, Jessica Lieber going to bring it for the Silver Streaks. Danny Teal with the ball, top the key. Now, Jessica three up and rims out. Rebound comes down to Ferguson Smith, her second of the game, and back the other way, it's the Silver Streaks. And we're gonna get a foul now. As guess who? Anna Stock going back to the line. This foul is going to go against Jessica Lieber. I don't know what's going on with the band behind us, but something happened over there. Three fouls now on Jessica. Stock flip. Pair of trips to the line earlier, and she hits that one, so she's now 3 of 5. And she knocks the streak's lead down to 10. 53.9. Let's go here in the third quarter.
Quincy climbing back into this ball game. Second free throw off, no good, and a battle for the rebound. Devils had it for a minute. Streaks will clear it with 50 seconds to play. But Quincy could get back into this if they continue to attack the basket the way they have, because we fouled them 3 or 4 trips in a row. That's something we can't afford to do.
No, exactly. And now a good kick and roll right there as Casey goes straight down the lane. Jessica finds her, and another 2 points for Casey Williams, who's got 4 now in the game, and the Streaks have a 12-point lead. 27 seconds left to go. It looked for a moment there like Quincy might hold to the last shot, but now they drive in. This ball tipped out of bounds, and it will be Quincy basketball. Illinois climbing back, 39-28, under 16 left to go. So Illini within 11, and it's been a terrible game for them. Ferguson-Smith gets the inbound pass, and she gets fouled right away.
Yet another foul. We just got to play defense with our legs instead of reaching. And fourth straight time, Quincy's come down and got to shoot some free throws. Still a 12-point streaks lead, but allowing Quincy to hang around in this a little bit longer than maybe they should. The first free throw is a brick. It went off the backboard, caught a little bit of the back iron, but really kicked out. It was a two-shot foul. Sabrina Clay checks in. Casey Williams checks out now for the Silver Streaks as they try and finish off this third quarter, still with a lead of a dozen. Second free throw on the way for Ferguson-Smith, and it's no good either. And a rebound for the Blue Devils, and they'll hold it here for the final shot of the period.
Yeah, Anna Stock comes up with another offensive rebound, so she's been all over the floor in this quarter. This three up and air balled by Wellman. Goes out of bounds, and the baseline official saying somehow it went off of the streaks, even though there were no streaks in the area. Jordan Fletcher coming back into the game now. Heading to the bench is Casey Kelly. As they look to get into Fletcher, they do, and now Allison Angeri with the steal, and Kelly throws it right, or Fletcher throws it right away, and now the streaks return the favor. But Fletcher, what I suppose was supposed to be a half-court shot, but ends up as just a terrible shot. And after three quarters of play, Streaks lead at 41-29. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Just finished your book? Now you need to call your daughter to take you to the library. Ran out of a few necessities? Well, maybe your son can take you to the store after he gets off work. Your buddy invited you and some of your guys over to watch the game. Now let's see, who haven't you bugged for a ride lately?
When you call Handy Van, we'll take you anywhere within the Galesburg city limits and you won't be bugging us at all. If a temporary or permanent disability prevents you from using the city bus or operating a vehicle, allow us to take you. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The first annual Charity Prom Fashion Premiere is set for Saturday the 26th at 4 o'clock at the Orpheum, sponsored by Dunkies. Tickets are $6 for adults, $3 for students. Children get in free. Proceeds will go towards scholarships with local schools. For details on prizes and more, check our calendar at WGIL.com.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Get the details on this year's Senior Citizen Police Academy at Carl Sandburg College when our guests join us tomorrow morning at 8:15 on the WGIL Morning News.
One quarter to play at Quincy High School, where the Galesburg girls trying to get their fifth conference win in 7 games, lead Quincy 41-29. It's been a raucous night, and the streets trying to finish the job off. But Eric, they've got the ball to open up this period. Let's finish it.
Yeah, Casey Williams down the lane. She tries to throw it over to Chloe Anderson out of bounds. And Streaks will turn it over for the 23rd time in this matchup. 33 turnovers for Quincy so far. But the Streaks hold a 12-point lead. And now coming back the other way is Araya Dade to Anna Reller. Anna has got it nearly stolen by Sharon, but Dade is able to come up with it, shoot the long jumper, and flash as she gets her 6th point of the night. 41-31, Streaks by 10. Jess comes right down the floor, pushing the tempo. Chloe Anderson's got it on the near side wing, almost right in front of us. Streaks have an unbalanced floor right now. They had at 1.4 players on this new side of the floor. Now Jess is going to call the play, and the Streaks are going to work the offense. Bronze got it on the far side baseline, going dribbling, and she had a nice lane past Araya Day, just couldn't hold on to the basketball, and she turns it over for the 24th time for the Streaks on the night.
How often do you see that somebody goes baseline, has an opportunity there, and then the ball bounces off of her foot and out of bounds? So Quincy hanging in there, down just 10 now, and they've got the ball back.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this one ends. Is they've had opportunities, but now Araya Day throws this one away. 34 turnovers for the Quincy Blue Devils. Streaks with the basketball. It's Jessica Lieber bringing it back up the floor. Just on the game, having herself a fairly good night. 15 points so far. She had 24 in the first matchup between these two teams. And now a bad foul right there by Victoria Flott. Basically what happened was Haley Kelso catches the basketball, and Flott just puts her two hands to the back of Haley and pushes, and this will be the fifth team foul for the Quincy Blue Devils. 6:51 left to go in this one. Streaks up 41-31. Jessica Lieber with the basketball to Sabrina Clay. Now Jessica's going to work on the near side. Nice give and go by the Streaks. Sabrina Clay misses the jumper. This ball is supposedly going to go off the Streaks, but it looked like it went off Ferguson Smith and back to Quincy.
Well, this has been a game of missed opportunities, again, for the Silver Streaks. We've had so many chances right here in front of us here in the third quarter and early fourth quarter to really put this thing away, but we just can't quite seem to do it. Quincy, I'm not sure, has the firepower on the other end to take advantage of it.
Well, and Dave misses a jumper there, rebounded by Haley Kelso, and she's going to be fouled. That's her first rebound, and Haley hasn't even taken a shot in this game, which is kind of surprising, as she's usually one of the Streaks that gets a lot of shots up, at least from the three-point range, is Dana or Kalia Stubblefield.
And, of course, it's one of their certified pre-owned vehicles. And you step into this one, you'd think it was a lot closer to new than a 2010 because it's been very well taken care of. Great performance car. It's one of those that was hard to keep it in the legal speed limit coming down because it just wants to run at a very nice speed. And so the Nissan Maxima, it is so sharp. Great-looking car, great-performing car with leather, all the extras that you would expect from the Maxima. Stop out and see it at Galesburg Nissan right in front of the Sanford Mall in Galesburg. They're out of the timeout. Silver Streaks with the ball. Casey Williams drove in, had her shot blocked away, but the Streaks will keep it, and triggered in unbounds from their own basket.
Well, and that inbounds pass looked like it might have hit the baseline by Hannah Smith, but now we're going to get a push call, and they'll send Chloe Amos to the line. This is going to be... Well, coming out of the game is Kalia Stubblefield back into the game and a stock. They haven't put up on the board who the foul was against, but Chloe will get the benefit of the 1-1. Chloe struggled from the free throw line on the season, 53%, puts the first one up, and off the back rim and out. Down with the rebound is Jordan Fletcher. Fan does high five for believing that they influenced that free throw. And back the other way is Quincy, and the Quincy throws her away. Chloe with the steal, and here come the Streaks. 5:48 left to go. Streaks by 10, 41-31. Anna Smith with the basketball for the Silver Streaks. A lot of pressure from Jordan Fletcher out on Chloe Anderson. No foul call, though. Casey's going to bring this one out of the post as she didn't like the defensive setup. Anna Smith brings it to the top, and now Streaks throw it away. If we're going to say that ball went off a run, I thought Annarella might have influenced it going out of bounds. 25 turnovers now for the Silverstones.
We've been stuck on this 41-31 score for a long time. At least we're on the high side of it. So if you got to stay stuck on a score, you want to be up in the game.
Quincy tried to attack the basket a little bit here, but they have had all sorts of trouble ball handling again of late. They go to the big girl, Fletcher. She goes down low, the shot up, and falls through. They've got it down to single digits for the first time in quite a while now at 41-33.
Ball on the floor. Good timeout there by Coach Massey as Sabrina Clay was able to pick it up. 32nd timeout by the Silver Streaks. 41-33, Streaks with the lead. But as Jim mentioned, it's been a bit of a struggle recently for the Streaks to put points on the board.
All right, we'll let you keep up on your stats there for a second, Eric. While I mentioned coming up on Saturday, a pair of games for the Galesburg girls. They'll be going at it early at Knox College against Peoria Notre Dame. We'll have the broadcast starting at 9:25, and that should be a hard start, as that's the first game of the day, at least at that facility. Actually, Morton and Peoria play on Saturday, but that venue is going to actually be at Morton before the Potters, and will be coming over to Galesburg again on Monday to play the Silver Streaks. So girls play Peoria Notre Dame 9:45 on Saturday, and then they'll turn around and play again at the John Field Gym against Normal U High at 5:30, just ahead of the boys game. So a lot of Streaks girls basketball to come your way this weekend.
Streaks have the ball on the inbound, 41-33, Streaks by 8. Ball dribbled right down the lane by Sabrina Clay. She had knocked away momentarily, but was able to get the basketball back. Skipped across by Sharonda Elson. Elson dribbling with the left hand, but decides to pull it back out. Streaks are running a little bit of clock here just by running their offense. It's just trying to back in Jordan Fletcher. There's about a 6-inch height difference there. Not a good idea. Danny Teal with the ball at top had some handle, troubles with her handle. As they try to run the screen and roll, and Justin's going to put up a three and air ball to out of bounds. This ball is going to go right back to Quincy. And, you know, unfortunately for the Streaks, every time Jess tried to run that pick and roll, she kept getting Jordan Fletcher on her, and that wasn't the match she wanted.
No, because at 6'4", there's not much Jessica can do, especially if she goes inside against a much bigger Fletcher.
So Streaks back down the other way is Quincy, and then shot up, and I think Casey Kelly thought she got fouled, but no call. And the ball's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say it went off the Streaks. Hopefully you didn't pass up this game for the Illini game. Illini trailed 48-33 in the second half, and they just had a heck of a time with Northwestern coming down there.
Yeah.
It would be 2 years in a row Northwestern's beat the Illini at the Assembly Hall.
Yeah, and you know, really this year we thought it was going to be a little bit different when the Streaks beat Ohio State, got off to the 1-1 start of the conference, but things look like they're kind of settling into what happened last year, which is too bad.
Yeah, and you wonder if it's just a mental thing, because it's odd for the same thing to happen 2 years in a row. This three up,
McDade, and count it for good, and all of a sudden, here comes Quincy, 41-36. We've got a ball game. Streaks only up by 5 now. Three up from Casey Williams. She airballs it, and that's out of bounds. It's going right back to Quincy.
So, again, Streaks' offensive woes really affecting them now, as they've been stuck on 41 for quite some time. In fact, it's been a 7-0 run for the Quincy Blue Devils.
Well, in our last 2 3-point attempts have not even drawn any iron. We're so far off the mark. So Quincy starting to feel a little life here down the stretch.
Quincy basketball, dribbling the basketball is Reagan Wellman. She's going to give it up to Hannah Reller. And Wellman's going to drive baseline, jumper up, and misses. Casey Williams down with the rebound. And now we're going to get a foul called, and I think this is foul. It's going to go against Reagan Wellman.
Both teams in the bonus, but nobody in the double bonus yet. That's probably to come at the rate this game is going. But the officials, as we said, while they've called a lot of violations, and rightfully so, there have been a lot of them tonight, have been pretty judicious with the foul calls. They haven't been picking out too many ticky-tack fouls, or we would have been here all night. They've let them play for the most part. Silver Streaks trying to cash in on one of their few trips to the free throw line here with Casey Williams towing the line.
So Casey at the free throw line, she struggled from the line as well on the season. She misses the first one, but Sharon comes down with the rebound for the streak. And now momentarily the ball was free, and now over and back, they're going to say there was no ball tipped, and it looked like a Ray of Data had actually beat Jessica to the basketball. So the Streaks are going to get called for their 26th turnover, and as things continue to go south for the Silver Streak here in this one. Ball being bounded by Reller. She gets right in the day. Layup, no good. She misses a point-blank layup and rebound by Danny Steele. And that's a big change turn of events for the Silver Streaks, so that could have cut it down to a 3-point game. Instead, the Streaks are going to be able to bring it back down the other way and at least attempt to push the lead back up.
Danny Teal trapped up by Dade, gets it off to Clay. Now Sharon on the far side of the floor. Jessica gets the ball. She's going to go right down the lane. Finger roll up and no good. And rebound to Ferguson Smith. Her third of the game. And again, a chance to cut this lead down. 5-point lead for the streak. 3 minutes left to go in this one. And Sharon with a steal. That's her fourth of the game. And now we're going to get a travel against the streak. So 27 turnovers as the streaks return. Turnover for turnover. Coach Matthew wanted to push on the play.
Yeah, he's wanted a lot of calls. He's not gotten here in the fourth quarter. You're not going to get much help. You're going to have to earn it, Silver Streaks.
Reller three up and way, or off the side of the rim anyway. And Sharon came down with the ball momentarily. The ball finally coming up by Ferguson Smith. And now we're going to get technical on Jordan Fletcher. And down on the floor in a lot of pain is Danny Teal. She's really upset. Looks like she's crying. And I didn't get a chance to see. Was it an elbow to the face?
I don't know. She hit the floor very hard. I thought it was more from the impact of her hitting the floor that jarred her than anything else. But without instant replay, I wouldn't know just exactly what happened there. But she might have got the wind knocked out of her, too, as hard as she hit the floor right there.
And it was away from the basketball, too, or away from the ball. So it was tough for us to tell from our vantage point what exactly happened. And now there must be blood on the floor as they're bringing out the towel to wipe the floor. And still laying there is Danny and the trainer over talking to her for Quincy High School.
Let's go ahead and take a timeout here. 2:43 to go in this fourth quarter. Silver Streaks holding on to a 5-point lead in what's become a very physical, wild ball game here down the stretch. We'll take a timeout and come back and have more Silver Streaks girls basketball after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
WGIL congratulates Georgia Davis of Galesburg. She was spotted wearing the WGIL button and picked up $20 from Galesburg Radio 14.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How's it going, man?
Awful. I got stuck in the snow. So much for all-wheel drive.
Here you go. Put this on.
The WGIL button?
Yeah. You're not yourself without the button. Better?
Better.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up your WGIL button at Craddy Insurance Agency, 1197 North Henderson Street, or at Drake Head Art on Seminary Street, both in Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
The Western Big Six girls basketball schedule resumes tonight for the Galesburg girls as they travel to Quincy. I'm Jim Lee. Join Eric Gibson and me for the broadcast at 6:40 here on WGIL.
Girls basketball back at Quincy High School, where there was a technical foul called. And the Silver Streaks getting a couple of opportunities here. Allison Mangieri has missed one or two free throws. One so far. She's at the line all by herself and hits this one out. The Silver Streaks a 6-point lead. And now I believe she's got two more coming here, Eric, on a regular foul. So this has been quite a turn of events.
Well, she split the first two and then knocked on the last two. So a 3-point swing right there. And the Streaks are going to get the ball back with now an 8-point lead. 44-36, so a good job by Allison to convert on three of the four free throws, and now the Streaks get the ball, 2:43 left to play in this one. Danny Teal back in the locker room, down back at least by the locker room for Quincy. Ball inside, and it goes right to Sabrina Clay on the give and go, and Sabrina for another two, and she's pushed the Streaks lead back out to 10. So let's see if the Streaks have weathered the storm that was the Quincy run. Three up and bank, no, back out, and Ferguson Smith with the rebound. It's Dade missed the three, and Ferguson Smith gets a rebound on her own shot, too.
ball went outside back to Dave. She missed again, another three, and the Streaks come up with the basketball as it was Justin Lieber coming up with the rebound. Just has the basketball top the key with the 5 seconds count going. Gets up to Haley Kelso. We're going to get another timeout here by the Streaks as Coach Massey's going to take yet another timeout. And this is going to be a full timeout. We'll keep it here. 46-36 Streaks lead with 1:58 left to go in this one. Danny Teal still out of the gym. They haven't seen her come back in yet, so she's still being treated. Well, we came down here in a 2010 Nissan Maxima, courtesy of Galesburg Nissan. Very nice vehicle. It had a heated seat, heated steering wheel, tilting steering wheel. And I'll tell you, that car has easy 80 all over it. It's very easy to get up to 80 and stay there. As Jim and I both found out, I got to drive for a little bit over to Monmouth. And in regards to keeping us under the speed limit, I let Jim take us the rest of the way. But very nice vehicle, seats comfortably, leather interior, just a very nice, smooth car. And I believe, like you were saying, that we had that one on our way up to Moline the other day as well.
Yeah, very much thanks, as always, to the folks, not only tonight but all season long, for Jeff and Mike and everybody out at Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation again in a styling 2010 Nissan Maxima. We don't have a whole lot of road games left here in the next the rest of this month. The girls are on the road again next week on a Thursday night, but the boys are home the rest of the month, and the girls having a lot of Martin Luther tournament, King tournament games as well coming up here at home on Saturday as well as on Monday. So this is our one road trip for the week. We want to make it count, and the Silver Streaks girls about to do that, it looks like, with a 10-point lead, 46-36, as they get the ball following the inbounds out of the timeout. And Jessica Lieber fouled quickly, and she will toe the free throw line. First one is up and off the back iron, no good. So just about the time, Eric, every time we think the Streaks are going to go ahead and maybe put this thing on ice, we just can't quite get it done, even though I'm still happy to be up 10 at this point.
Yeah, and just as a remark back to what happened on that technical foul, it led to Jordan Fletcher fouling out because she got two fouls. And now a steal by Josh. She had missed the free throw. Reagan, Anna Reller came down with the rebound, and then Jess comes up with the steal for the Silver Streak, her fourth steal of the game. Moving the ball around. Now we're going to get a push call. This one is going to go against either Ferguson Smith. Yes, it'll be against Ferguson Smith. That'll be her second foul of the game. It's going to send Elsa Manjuri back to the line, where she just hit 3 of 4, and she's got 4 out of 5 on the game. 46-36 Streaks lead by 10 with a minute 39 left to go. Make it 11 as Allison hits this one as well. She's 5 of 6 from the free throw line. 7 points down in the game for the senior. 62.5% coming in, and she misses that one. Rebound down to Anna Reller again. Reller has 5 rebounds in the game, goes coast to coast, puts the shot up and no good. But the ball comes down, batted around, and finally came up with by Elsa Manjuri for the Silver Streaks. Back the other way. We have a minute 23 left to go. Back in the locker room was Coach Rux. He was looking in on Danny Till. We still haven't seen her come out yet. It looks like they're looking for something. I don't know if it's the blood jersey or the med kit. I'm not sure, for the Silver Streaks. We're going to get a foul called again. This one is going to go against Anna Stock, as the foul is just mounting now for this Quincy team, and she's going to come out of the game as Reagan Wellman comes back in the game. And then going back to the free throw line is Chloe Anderson, who missed the front end of a 1-1 earlier, and just a 53.1% free throw shooter on the season. This one up and good.
Well, after going through that long stretch where we were stuck on 41 points, getting up to 47, it really all spurred from the technical foul and everything when Allison was able to hit 3 free throws and get us off that 41 mark. But now we're still struggling at the line as another miss from Chloe gives Quincy life with a minute left. They clear the board, but still down by 11 points.
Well, a much different game right now is Ferguson Smith.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on W.
4 shot by Dade as she just kind of threw the ball at the basket, and it went out of bounds, and the Streaks are getting it back as Quincy's pressing full court. 56 seconds left, 55, 54. Now turning the ball over is the Silver Streaks, and this one is going to go back to Quincy, and that's 28 turnovers now on the Silver Streak to 35 for Quincy. The three up and no good. Rebound comes down. Reller with it. The three was put up by Wellman. And now we're going to get a foul on the baseline as Coach Massey screaming, "Don't foul." But the message too late is going to the line now. It's Anna Reller. The foul to go against Chloe Anderson. That's her second of the game.
Silver Streaks just hanging on as they have been the entire half. They were up by 12 at the break, and they're up by 11 now, making 10 as the free throw bounces around and finally finds its way down from Hannah Reller. Silver Streaks now up by that 10 with 45 seconds to go, and you can bet Quincy will really be putting the pressure on, probably fouling here down the stretch to get the ball back. And the second free throw is missed.
Second free throw missed. Rebound comes down to Kalia Stubblefield. And she's fouled, and she's going to go to the line. This foul is going to go against Jessica Lieber. That is her fourth, I believe, and a 1-1 now for Stubblefield, who we hadn't seen until this fourth quarter. So, shot up, and that one's missed by Stubblefield, and the Alistair Manjuri down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Back the other way, here comes the streak. And Jessica Lieber with the basketball. Now gives it to Allison on the far side. She's going to get bumped by Hannah Reller. 29.1 left, 47-37, streaks by 10. To the line for the streaks is Allison Manjuri. Allison's first shot is up and good. She's making a living right now from the free throw line. She's got 6 out of 8 now from the stripe.
Allison, I think, is making a big bid for the crunch time player of the game here down the stretch.
Yeah, she's done a good job. She hit those big free throws, and now Dade all the way down the lane. She's going to miss. The rebound comes out to Stubblefield, and she's going to be fouled. So the beat goes on here as we're at 9:07 here on Thursday night, and this game doesn't seem like it wants to end. 19.4 left to go. Streaks by 13, 50-37. And I'll be honest with you, Jim, I'm kind of surprised we're not just in the third quarter.
Now it's close. The game's been progressing. Yeah, whatever it takes to get the win, we'll take it. But it really has kind of ground to a halt down the stretch here with 19 seconds left.
19.4 left to go. 50-38 now is the first one good for Kalia Stubblefield. Second one, she's going to get called for a lane violation. And she took off right after she let go of the ball, knowing she missed it. So now the Streaks will get the ball back. And inbounding for the Streaks will be Jessica Lieber. She'll get to Casey and back to Jess. 18-17, 16, no foul yet, 50-38. And now we're getting some reaches, but no foul. Ball to Allison Manjuri, 8-7. This should just about do it. Casey now, Jess, 5 seconds, and she's fouled with 4.2 left to go. As Hannah Reller wasn't ready for this game to be over. She'll pick up her fourth foul of the game. And sent Jessica Lieber back to the free throw line, where she's only 2 of 5. They get 2 of 6, and this is one of Jessica's worst free throw shooting nights of the season. Second one up, and that one's good, so she splits a pair right there. And 51-38, last shot up, and no good by Dade, and the Streaks are going to come away with the W. 51-38. The Streaks improve to 16-7 on the season, 5-2 in the conference. And we'll be back with the postgame show after this. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Crady Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Craddy. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
My mother's advice? Write thank you notes. It's the right thing to do, Billy. My latest as follows. Dear McDonald's, thank you for the dollar menu. Thank you for years of delightful tastes like the McDouble, the McChicken, sweet tea, and more. Each just a dollar. Best regards, Billy. And I dot the I with this kind of roundish heart. It's a nice touch, I think.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu. At participating McDonald's.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows down around 18. Tomorrow, sunny and blustery with a high of 42. Tomorrow night, clear and not as cold with lows dropping down around 32. Saturday, sunny and blustery with a high of 45. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, blustery and cold with lows down around 13. Currently, it is 20 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Silver Streaks girls a winner tonight, 51-38 over the Quincy Blue Devils. It's been a long night of basketball, but coming away with the victory, Silver Streaks improving their record to 5-2 in conference play. And Coach Evan Massey joins us right now, and Coach, it was I tell you what, it was a hard road getting there. We maintained a double digit lead throughout most of that second half, but there sure wasn't anything easy about it, was there?
Is that you, Mom? Is that who's on the line here?
Yeah.
But you know, I think that for the girls, we're playing a little bit different style than we have, and they found some openings in the defense and were hitting shots. But what was nice, it wasn't a sense of panic. And then when Danny ended up, unfortunately, was taken out, that Allison came in. And she didn't hit them all, but she got 3 out of 4. And that pretty much kind of made it feel a little bit more comfortable at that point.
Yeah, you were stuck on 41 points for a long time before those free throws came. What exactly happened? Did Danny catch an elbow down there? It was on the other end of the court. We couldn't tell.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the second time that had happened, and I think, I think it's one of those things of how you interpret it. I think from our standpoint is their big kid, I think, was frustrated, and that was the second time when, you know, Danny's a pest to getting up close and stuff, and the way he cleared it is kind of with leading with the elbow and stuff, whereas I'm sure their standpoint is that we were probably following her and stuff, but unfortunately, you know, Danny hit the floor hard. I think is that there's not head damage or anything, but that definitely something that kept her out of the rest of the game.
Yeah, we certainly wish her the best. As for the team, again, you led pretty much start to finish in this one. Quincy, I guess, had a couple of leads early on, but you came back. And, again, like the first meeting, you forced them into so many turnovers that it was hard for them to really get into any sort of a flow at all, and that seemed to be the difference in the game.
Right, and, you know, you look, what we kind of did is mixed it up depending on whether Dade was on the floor or not on the floor, and Sharon can give them, when we play a little more passive, she can still make it hard with as far as deflections and things, and she did that. And then there was, really, I think where we opened it up was where we had a couple of segments in the second quarter where we went up and did our regular thing and pressed and trapped, and we got turnovers.
Okay. So you improved. This is a game you had to have to keep in the conference race at 5-2. Rocky's still undefeated. They beat East Moline tonight. Alleman got their first win. Probably no surprises there to you, huh?
No. And it's a win in the conference. It's significant for us that way. But it's also when you're in this kind of stretch of games that we're in, that wins are going to be hard to come by. So when you get a shot at it, you want to take advantage of it. So this was a good one of. It's funny that they're good enough that for them, early in the year we'd say, well, they're right in every game, they should get a win, and they haven't. They're now 1-6, and so they're running out of time. But I think it's more surprising that they haven't pulled off upsets than anything.
You got the job done tonight. Everybody's got a long trip home. We'll let you go, Evan. Thanks for stopping by.
It's been a great week with the Badgers, two big wins at Indiana, and then this and stuff. So thanks for coming down, guys.
All right. We got a couple of more to do on Saturday. That's head coach Evan Massey. The post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Eric Gibson's still busy working on the final statistics. We're going to take another break here. We'll come back with those final stats brought to you by McDonald's and also the post-game crunch time player of the game, who I think we probably tipped our hand as to who that might be. We'll take care of that and more as we continue with Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The annual casino night to benefit the Knox Galesburg Symphony returns Saturday, January 26th. It'll be at the Casey Hall in Galesburg. Innkeepers has tickets for sale on Seminary Street. For full details, check our calendar at WGIL.com.
We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Wear it and win. The blue WGIL button, available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Back to wrap things up from Quincy High School, where the Galesburg girls come away a winner tonight in Western Big Six Conference play. And Eric Gibson has been pretty multi-talented tonight, calling the game in some kind of tough circumstances with a few technical problems and the band blaring behind us, but he was able to keep a pretty good stat sheet as well. Eric, tell us what happened.
Well, it's balanced, at least. Whether or not it's 100% accurate, I don't know. But leading the streaks in scoring was Jessica Lieber with 16 points, 10 of those coming in the first half. 9 points for Sharon Diggins and Allison Manjuri. Sharon had a three and four steals to go with four rebounds. I should mention, also had four steals. Allison had 9 points, two steals, four rebounds, and she did it primarily from the free throw line, as she had 7 of 9 from the stripe, and most of those coming in the fourth quarter. The streaks also got 6 points from Sabrina Clay, who did a nice job inside, including 5 rebounds. And a steal, 4 points for Casey Williams to go with 5 steals and 3 rebounds. 3 points for Chloe Anderson. She also contributed a rebound and 3 steals. 2 points apiece for Hannah Smith, who had a steal, and Danny Teal, who had 2 rebounds and a steal and possibly some stitches. So giving herself up in this one. Streak shot it fairly well from inside, 14 of 28 from inside the arc, but only 4 of 24 from the distance, all four of those coming in the first half.
11 of 23 from the stripe, including three misses for ends or front ends of 1-1. So not a real good night shooting free throws. In fact, Jess, who's usually the best shooter on the team, was just a mere 3-7 from the stripe. Well, Quincy, they definitely lost the turnover battle, 35-27. We're able to stay in it for a while, but things all kind of went down, as Coach Massey alluded to, on the technical foul by Jordan Fletcher that not only had her leave the game, but started the streaks on what at the time ended up being a 6-0 run. Quincy was led in scoring by Raya Dade, the coach's daughter. She headed out to John Wood. She also had three rebounds to go with her 9 points. 8 points for Anna Stock, who came off the bench and did a nice job at times and actually started the second half. Four rebounds for Stock to go with her 8 points. 7 points for Jordan Fletcher to go with three rebounds. Seven rebounds, three blocks. Excuse me. Again, she fouled out, part of which was from an intentional foul. 5 points for Hannah Reller to go with her 6 rebounds. She had 4 fouls as well. 4 points for Misha Ferguson-Smith. She had 4 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. 2 points for Victoria Flott to go with 6 rebounds. 2 points for McKenna Baker. And a single point for Clea Stubblefield, who also had 2 rebounds. And we didn't see her come into the game until the fourth quarter. So, you know, a good night for the Streaks. Streaks were able to limit Quincy, 11 of 36 from inside the arc, 3 of 12 from distance, and 7 of 14 from the stripe. They missed the front end of 2-1-1.
Well, and so that leaves us, again, our post-game stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Brings us to the crunch time player of the game, the only out-of-a-business left to take care of here, Eric. And a couple of candidates tonight, but I think probably the one that stepped to the line and hit those free throws when we were stuck on that 41 mark. And had seen our lead dwindle down to, about 5 points, I think, at 41-36. And following the foul, the technical foul on the other end of the court, Allison Mangieri stepped up right before us and hit 3 out of 4 free throws. And I think that I can't think of anything else that would qualify for the crunch time play of the game more than that.
Yeah, I know all 9 free throws coming there in the fourth quarter and hitting 7 of them. A real good job by Allison. And happened to come into a strange situation as she had to go to the line and she had to not only shoot the free throws for Danny's foul, but also for the intentional foul. And she did a great job. 3 of 4 initially, and then ended up adding 4 of 5 more. So a good job by Allison, and she'll be our crunch time player of the game. Like I said, 9 points, 2 steals, and 4 rebounds to go with it. And a good win for the Streaks. They improved to 5-2 on the conference season, and the conference rundown looks like this. Rocky, after a 61-44 win at UT, improves to 7-0. With that loss, UT falls to 5-2. Streaks with the win tonight over Quincy go to 5-2. Moline, with a loss at Holloman, 35-32, they fall to 2-5 on the conference season. Quincy at 1-6 now with the loss here. And then Holloman with the win over Moline at Holloman under tough circumstances. Again, Anna Boner hit a 3 at the buzzer. She and the Holloman Pioneers improved to 1-6 as well. So no winless teams left in the conference. The Streaks only hope at conference crown at this point is going to be to win out, and that starts on next Thursday against Rocky. A big game for the Streaks against Rocky. That will be at Rocky, and Rocky will be looking to cement. If they win that, they win the conference. But before we get there, we've got some big business left to do. Is the Streaks will face Peoria Notre Dame and a tough Morton team over the weekend, including sandwiched in between. Who we have sandwiched in between?
UI,
the normal UI. Thank you. And so it'll be interesting. The new rankings came out for all levels, but for 3A specifically. So Quincy Notre Dame falls to number 3 in the state after previously being number 2. Champaign Centennial, after their win over Galesburg at Galesburg, jumps from 3 to 2, flip-flopping places with Quincy Notre Dame. Morton moves up 2 spots from a tie with the Streaks to number 8, and the Streaks fall out of the rankings and just receiving votes at this point. So it'd be a big weekend for the Streaks if they can get a sweep of all 3 teams, but at the very least, you would like to see winning 2 out of 3 as Peoria and Notre Dame's put together a fine season as well. And obviously, Morton's always tough.
All right, good recap, Eric, and we are about to wrap it up from Quincy. Thanks for joining us tonight for Silver Streaks Girls Basketball. And we will talk to you again on, Saturday morning for our next girls event, as Eric said, from Knox College, as the Streaks will play at 9:45. Boys basketball tomorrow night. It'll be good to be at home this weekend. Olivet Pioneers coming in to take on the Galesburg boys tomorrow night. Brad Benowitz will be rested and ready for that one to call the play-by-play from John Thiel Gym. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Lee from Quincy saying so long on WGIL.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.